This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, let's read the passage today that we're studying. It's in Luke 9, exactly right after where we were last week. Luke 9, beginning at verse 18. Once when Jesus was praying in private, and his disciples were with him, he asked them, "Who do crowds say that I am?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, that one of the prophets of long ago has come back to life." Verse 20, "But what about you?" Jesus asked. "Who do you say I am?" Peter answered, "The Christ," or the Messiah of God. Jesus strictly warned them not to tell this to anyone, and he said, "The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law, and he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life." Then he said to them all, "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for me will save it. What good is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose or forfeit his very self or soul?" I want to deal with two questions today that Jesus poses here, but before I get to these questions, I want to talk about a couple of things that are in the text. Jesus talks about taking up your cross and following him. Now, I don't want anybody to raise their hands, but I don't know if I've ever heard anyone from Crossview say this, but I've heard women say, "My husband is the cross I have to bear." Oh, there obviously are people here that have the same thing. Okay. I've heard husbands say, "Well, my wife is the cross I have to bear. My mother-in-law is the cross I have to bear." Folks, that's not what it means. To take up your cross for Jesus means, what is it that you take up for the cause? To do. You remember when I talked about Mother Teresa a couple of weeks ago and told you how that for years in India she fed 20,000 people a day. 20,000 people today, 20,000 people tomorrow, every day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. I want to suggest to you that was the cross she took up. What is it that you have decided to do for the kingdom? That's your cross. You decided to lay down something in your life. You've decided to take up something in your life. That's what it means to take up your cross for the cause of Christ. It's different for different people. Every man can think of something in his life. I'm going to take a stand for Christ at work. That's taking up your cross. I'm going to take a stand with my family about this Jesus issue. Some of you come from families that weren't real excited about you coming to Christ. I've actually had people tell me over the years, they've had family members who say, "We wish you were a pagan again. We miss the old you. We like the old you better. We don't like this new you that we see at family gatherings," because they resent Jesus Christ. And you know what Jesus said? He said, "Don't be surprised when people hate you." Jesus said this, "They hated me." And sometimes what people resent in your life is not you. They resent the Christ that lives in you. Remember that. Sometimes people resent and even hate the Christ that's in you. Well, with that in mind, let's bring up the first question that will change your life. Life's two most important questions. Jesus said, "Who do you say that I am?" Jesus asked the rhetorical question of the disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" And they said, "Well, some say you're John the Baptist. Some say you're Elijah. Some people think you're a prophet that's come back from the dead." And Jesus personalizes the question and said, "But who do you say that I am?" And Peter responds, "You are the Christ, the Messiah of God."
We'll continue tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.